Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Two people sent me this story, one last night, once this morning. Chad and Brett both sent it to me. I suspect because they knew I'd enjoy the location of the story as well as the story itself. Marquette County Sheriff's truck stolen, crashed Wednesday morning. Marquette County is in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. There's a town up there called Marquette. I've mentioned that before for a variety of reasons, not the least of which I love the Upper Peninsula. But there's a movie called Anatomy of a Murder, and the trial scenes are set in Marquette and were actually shot on location in the Marquette County Courthouse, which is still there to this day. And if you go in that courtroom, it looks just like it did, except for there's some modern stuff in there. But other than that, the bench is the same, the lights on the bench, the stained glass ceiling, I kid you not. Very, very beautiful location, not just the courthouse, but Marquette itself. I've got a lot of friends in Marquette, but the Marquette County Sheriff's truck was stolen just the other day. This is not good. Sheriff Greg Zybert's truck was stolen while he did an early morning radio interview with Sunny 101.9. And that's Mark and Walt in the morning. UpperMichiganSource.com ran the story. Elisa Pietala, which is a good Finnish name, wrote the story. I do not know Mark and Walt in the morning, but, you know, I should talk to these guys. I love local radio, as you know. I worked in radio for a long time, pointing at the microphones behind me as he said it. Marquette and WLUC also reported the story. WLUC is the local TV station. I've been on that station many times. The Marquette County Sheriff has a message to get out to the public. Please, lock your vehicles. Do as we say, not as we did. This is after Sheriff Greg Zybert's truck was stolen while he did an early morning interview about a drug take-back day. So apparently there's a drug take-back day coming up, and he talked about that with the Mark and Walt in the Morning radio show on Sunny 101.9. And while talking about that, he finished the interview, went outside and found his marked patrol truck was missing, although he had his keys. Now this is the interesting thing. You go, wait, if he had his keys, how does truck get stolen? If he filed an insurance claim, they'd say, you must have faked the theft because you still have your keys. I've had clients, they were told just that by an insurance company. So here's the thing. He thought maybe some of his deputies were playing a prank on him. So he called his road lieutenant to ask where his truck had been moved. The lieutenant told the sheriff he had no idea what he was talking about. But as they spoke, Marquette County Central Dispatch notified them there was a marked police vehicle in the ditch on Forestville Road. Now, I'm not familiar off the top of my head with Forestville Road, but if there's a ditch next to the road, that's not where you want the truck to be. So deputies drove to that location, and they found the vehicle in the ditch, and they brought out a new canine unit, which I suspect is a dog, named Deja, as in deja vu. Deja was dispatched to the scene of the crash and within 10 minutes was on the trail and located the suspect in a restroom at the Forestville boat launch. Now, you might think, a boat launch near Lake Superior? That's got to be an interesting place to go boating. It is, just not in October. I'm surprised the restroom was open. The suspect was arrested and charged with unlawful driving away of an automobile. Unlawful driving away. And yes, that's what the law says. Sheriff Zybert had his keys, but now here's the problem. There was an extra set of keys inside the patrol vehicle. The sheriff's office said it is unknown how the suspect got into the truck because the sheriff believes he locked it before his interview. He actually said he knows he locked it before his interview, which makes you wonder. I mean, we all make mistakes, right? The sheriff's office said less than the day if it can happen to the sheriff, it can happen to you. Lock your vehicles. And maybe don't leave an extra set of keys inside. So that's the real kicker here, is because whether or not the vehicle is locked is one thing. The fact that there's an extra set of keys inside the vehicle and the man who got into the vehicle and drove it off apparently knew that. Did he know that before he saw the vehicle, or could he actually see them through the window? Depends on where the keys were inside the vehicle. They're hidden in there or just stuck someplace obvious. But this is the kind of thing I've mentioned before. We were talking about the realtor lock boxes on the front doors of houses that has a combination on the front. And oftentimes they put the combination on the back. So you can simply look at the back, punch it in, and there you go. So the hidden key only helps you if people can't find it or don't know that it's there. And so, you know, the old joke about putting an extra key underneath the welcome mat at your house or whatever. And so if somebody was familiar with the Marquette County Sheriff's protocols and knew there's an extra set of keys in the truck, then they can break in knowing they can drive the truck off even though they don't have any keys as they break in. So, yeah, the guy should have locked his truck, but it makes you wonder whether they should be keeping extra sets of keys in the truck. Now, I know what you're saying. I know it. I can hear you saying it, even though you haven't said it yet, because I'm taping this. This isn't live, people. You're going to say, Steve, vehicles like that for work, police vehicles, fire vehicles, emergency vehicles, they can't have it in a situation where a guy runs up the vehicle and can't get it started because he can't find the keys. They got to have keys handy. And yes, you clip them to your belt like this man did. And I'll tell you that I had an M35 deuce and a half military vehicle, which was a diesel engine, which I might do an entire video about, but we'll talk about that in a second. The fact that it was a diesel engine, that is. And that vehicle had no key. No key. Anybody who knew what they were doing could walk up to it, open the door, climb into it, and by flipping a bunch of switches and playing with a bunch of levers, press a red button on the dashboard and get the vehicle to start. But you had to know what you were doing, number one. And now, there are guys out there who have M35s. And what they do is they'll put a chain around the steering wheel in such a way that you could start it, but you couldn't turn the wheel, so you couldn't practically steal the vehicle. You could fire it up and ram it into something or run it off the road or damage it in some way, but you couldn't drive it away and get away with it. But that's just the way those things are built. But again, you understand that in the military, you can't have 75 trucks and 300 guys who have to use these vehicles. And go, who's got the keys to number 13? Who's got those keys? You know, so that makes complete sense. But when it comes to a police vehicle, I'm not sure if it's wise to be hiding keys inside the vehicle, especially if the locals are finding this out. Could you put a lockbox in the vehicle? Yeah, possibly. But, you know, this is just one of those things. It's kind of embarrassing, I guess. But if it teaches one person to lock their car and not leave the keys in it, then I suppose this is a good thing. All's well that ends well. And it looks like Deja got some exercise that morning because they got to take Deja out and track down a suspect from the truck in the ditch to the restroom at Forestville Boat Launch. And of course, Forestville Boat Launch might not be on Lake Superior. It could be on a local lake or even a local river. I do not know these things. But Marquette County Sheriff's truck stolen and crashed Wednesday morning. I hope Mark and Walt are having fun with it. Mark and Walt in the morning on sunny 101.9. In fact, I'm not making this up. This afternoon, I'm going to go call these guys and see if I can't talk to them about this. But WLUC reported, as did UpperMichiganSource.com. Elisa Pietala wrote it. Like I said, it's a good Finnish name. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Without pain, without sacrifice, we would have nothing.